the business financially from a cash perspective and an ongoing concern perspective is well run. Otherwise, frankly, I wouldn't have looked at it twice. No matter how much I love the club, I'm not going to buy something that's going to drain me financially. And there's no need to do that. In running a business, running a football club, if it's run properly, there's no need to do it. So, you know, I commend the way the club has been run. I am going to be a different sort of chairman, but that's no comment on Jeff. Jeff ran the club how he wanted to run it. I'll run it how I want to run it. Yes, it'll be different. And I'm sure whoever takes over from me in years to come will run it differently.
So my obvious next question is, different how?
Well, I think in a number of ways. I think the communication with the fans will be more visible. The communication with you guys will be more visible. This part of the role of chairman, I rather enjoy. So I'm not going to shy away from talking to you people. I want to improve the relationships between the club and the supporters. The directors, really, the board and the supporters, that needs addressing, and I'll be doing it. There's a fans forum on Thursday, and I'll be addressing that point. The second change is I will be wanting to direct more of the cash of the business towards the playing budget. I've already done that, and I will continue to try and channel as much as I can into the playing budget. The third thing is I have appointed what I believe to be a very strong management team here. Daryl is my appointment. Marcus and Brian and Miguel I've been involved in. Although I wasn't a chairman until yesterday, I had decision-making powers before that. And I think you'll see a difference in the management of the club going forward at all sorts of levels. And I think that's extremely important, because no matter how much money you throw at a football club, if you don't run it properly, you don't manage properly, then you'll end up like some other football clubs in our league and the league above, who are just truly shocking. And I'm never going to take Walsall Football Club there. Never.
So how long have you been discussing buying Jeff's controlling interest? By the sounds of it, some considerable while.
Well, when I first joined the board, I guess about 9 years ago, I remember a conversation with Jeff. Said, Jeff, if you've ever considered selling the club, come talk to me, will you? And that's even before I joined the board, actually. He didn't forget that conversation. And about 4 months ago, he opened a dialogue with me and said, you know what, perhaps that time has now come. And so we met and we sat in the boardroom downstairs and we began the process of hammering out a deal. And that process took 4 months. Actually, you know, in my business career, across the world, I've bought and sold a lot of companies. That's pretty quick. By my experience of buying and selling companies, anything less than a year is pretty quick. So it actually was a fairly well-managed process. Yeah, it was complex. Yes, it was detailed. But it was actually conducted in a fairly efficient manner.
Of course, one of the crucial issues is the freehold of the stadium, yeah. Lee. Just explain the position with that vis-a-vis the deal that you've done with Jeff.
Well, one of the insistences I had in the deal was the opportunity, what's called the option, to buy out the freehold of the business. Not me personally, let me make it absolutely clear, for the opportunity for the club to buy the freehold. Not me. What's the point of me holding the freehold? And I insisted upon that as part of the deal that I did with Jeff. If that wasn't there, I would not have bought the club. It was as important as that. And I believe that reuniting the club with its freehold is an important step. Now, I can't do that now. Now, there's technical reasons, financial reasons, why that's not possible to deliver that now. But I will be putting together a plan with the rest of the board to achieve that over time. Now, I wish I could do it tomorrow, but I'm a company director, not a magician. And therefore, it cannot be done just like that, because I choose to make it happen. It has to be managed over time. But I'm pretty determined to make that happen.